Richard Prince is a member of the Pictures Generation, a group of artists who began exhibiting in America in the late 1970s. They were particularly interested in mass media imagery. Cindy Sherman and Sherry Levine were other artists associated with this group, who were closely looking at images from advertising, television and film. In some ways, they are the next generation after pop art, after Andy Warhol, Roy Lichtenstein and the other artists in the 1960s who were also looking at mass media imagery, but in a more celebratory way. The Pictures Generation had a more critical take on the mass media, and Richard Prince is typical in how he ambiguously restages or recontextualizes pop culture imagery and iconic advertisements, tracing out subtexts in these works while not ever being didactic or labelling them. This particular work, Untitled Cowboy, 1980-1989, is one of his most famous works. It depicts a landscape in the Wild West of America, with a cowboy riding a galloping horse almost out of the right-hand side of the picture. The cowboy's wearing his hat and his flannel shirt. He's got a lasso or a lariat in his hand as if he's about to round up some cattle. And there's this very epic sky behind him with big white clouds and the blue, blue sky into the distance. This image is actually a famous Marlboro cigarettes advertisement, equating smoking with this mythic national identity set in the Wild West and embodied in the cowboy, an image of heroic work and rugged individualism. Richard Prince has appropriated or reused this image, carrying with it all the associations of the West, but also of the fact of using this advertisement to advertise smoking. It's an image of heroic nationhood used to sell goods. Prince really became interested in advertising images in the 1970s, when he was working at the Time Life Bureau, where his job was as the press clippings officer. So he was clipping out relevant articles and filing them away. This, of course, is before computers, where we had to have the old school clip and file, rather than online access. But what was left over after clipping these articles were the advertisements. Advertisements for luxury goods, for cars and clothes, and what we now call lifestyle products, for alcohol and for cigarettes. Prince became intrigued by the power of these images and how they actually address the viewer and generate desire for the product they're selling. Prince began reusing them, but concentrated on the image removed from the product. He's taken out the text or any picture of the product. The image is left floating free from that signifier, which located it as selling something. And it's presented in this particular way where it's blown up to almost billboard size and saturated with colour. We're left with this image that is an icon of advertising, and even without a specific product, we know it is addressing us and wants something from us. The Wild West is one of the American creation mythologies, not unlike the bush and the outback in Australia. That cowboy riding out of the frame reminds us of this myth of nation and place, and our own desires for freedom and adventure, now so deftly used for marketing in the original advertisement. The cowboy may also remind us of Ronald Reagan, the 80s American president who made his film career in westerns. So it really sums up the 80s in quite an ironic way as well. And of course, that founding mythology of the West with its cowboy also involved its other, the Indian. The Indian was dispossessed from his land and isolated on reservations so the cowboys and ranchers could have the run of the place. So there's quite a strong political undercurrent to this work in a number of ways. And yet it's this very iconic and appealing image, one which many people identify with, an image of freedom, an image of great outdoor spaces, an image of man and beast working together. These are some of the complexities which Prince has traced out in this work.